heard of know-it-all advice columnists?
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not So Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. If you got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice. Let's go.
So yeah, I am back. I am a lesbian. I'm just gonna keep saying I am and keep finding out how many things I am. But don't do that. I told you there is nothing worse than a white person beatboxing.
Oh white people God!
Beatboxing. Or doing a donkey impression, or a gunshot into brah, stick 'em.
Blah blah.
Oh God! Boom clat. All that.
It's blow, blow.
It's just terrible. There. I mean, really.
Put your hands up, Mister.
Blah, stick 'em. Ha ha ha. Yeah. And if you ever notice, you never see me do anything hip hop.
Yeah, because you're not hip hop.
Exactly. See how easy that was?
It's hey, Beastie Boys. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Brass Monkey.
And of course you went with Brass Monkey. Right.
What's wrong with Brass Monkey?
It was like their least hip hop song. Come on, man. That's like the least hip hop song there is. Brass Monkey. That funky and I'm like, okay, yeah, it makes sense if you're drunk at a frat party,
right?
You know, but yeah. Anyway,
you're a bully.
I had some conversations before we get into the show, which I'm sure we're already rolling.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Had a very interesting conversation, plural. Very interesting conversations with three women over the weekend.
Mm.
All three of them said the same thing about this show. And it had a big effect on me.
Uh-oh.
Affect. And that is, they were like, yeah, man, your show was a little too guy dirty.
Guy dirty.
It's guy dirty. What? Like, they were like, I don't mind dirty, but guy dirty is a whole nother thing. And I was like, really? So then I asked the other one. She was like, yeah, you guys are raunchy. And I said, well, do you think it's guy dirty? And she was like, absolutely. And I'm like, is this something that I've never heard of before? Mm. That women are, that you guys talk about? Over there? Like, guy dirty. Oh. And so guy dirty is...
What is guy dirty?
It's that raw raunchiness that causes women to go, ew, that's guy dirty.
Like twinging on sexist kind of thing?
Twinging? No, well, it could be.
Just
you know,
too much. It's locker just, room talk.
Yeah, it's just locker room talk. This is true. Dano and the boys like to talk like this. Locker room. Is that the worst Melania ever?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what
yeah,
that
was. I was like, was that the foreign man, the Andy Kaufman foreign man again? I'm like,
but doesn't she talk like Andy Kaufman? You know?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I now live in the White House.
I take Ben and we go for a haircut.
Thank you very much. I wear the fashion.
I would smile, but my face would crack.
Thank you very much.
Did I ever show you the picture of Melania Trump right next to Putin and that the two of them look very much alike?
You did. You
and that
me.
Is why Donald Trump is in love with Melania. That's not why he's in love with Putin. That's why he's in love with Melania, because she looks like Putin. Anyway.
She looks like a leader.
Anyway,
I like leaders.
What happened that you are kind of down on Trump? Oh, man. He did something to you.
No.
Anyway.
No. I love our country.
Long story short, man. I'm like, okay, we're going to have to do something. Like,
guy raunchy.
Yeah, we can't be guy dirty. Right?
It could be like your new alias. This is Guy. You won't be Chuck Nice.
Guy Raunchy.
Yeah, I'll be Guy Raunchy.
Hey, welcome to Not So Nice Advice. This is Guy Raunchy.
Go
That's right. Go yourself. Guy Raunchy here. That's right. Come here and fondle my balls. That's right. I'm holding a basketball and a soccer ball at the same time. It's a double entendre. Come fondle my balls. Guy Raunchy.
Fondle my balls. Fondle my balls.
Fondle my balls. Guy Raunchy. Okay. So, Guy Raunchy, sports expert here. That's right. I believe I've got a tight end. Come fondle my balls. Fondle my balls. Fondle my balls. Fondle my balls. Guy Raunchy. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I was ready for this show today.
Anyway, yeah. So I was like, wow, so we're going to clean the show up. However, in the process of saying we're going to clean the show up, we created a character called Guy Raunchy who wants you to fondle his balls. We're hopeless. This is never going to work.
I smell a spinoff.
Yeah. With his sidekick of Chris Tucker Dick.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'd like to order some Guy Raunchy with a side of Chris Tucker Dick. Damn! You know better to put me next to some guy? Why are you trying to make me gay, Chuck? Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm Chris Tucker Dick.
Oh man. Oh my god.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that I think maybe we can increase the appeal of the show if we clean it up a little. But what by that I mean this. We're just going to make the show radio friendly.
Right.
So for years I worked in radio. A lot of people don't know this about me. I've worked in radio for many years on a show called The Radio Chick Show. Very enjoyable. Still friends with those guys to this day. Both very good people, both of them. And God, did I sound like him right there. Both very good people, both of them.
My
on
people.
Both sides. On both sides. They're very good people. On both sides, two of them. They're both very good people.
Now you're like going into Paul Lynn territory.
Well, that's because that's my actual laugh. Trump Lynn is hilarious. Okay,
Trump Lynn, I like it.
I like. You should know I'm not a racist. Okay. They're rapists. They're bad. And some of them, I'm sure, are good people. Anyway, I'm going to make the show radio edit friendly. So you know this, Seth. Radio edit is where you put in the bleeps and you say everything you were going to say. People know what you're saying, but it's less offensive.
Yeah, instead of... F you, we say, forget you.
Right, exactly. Like every badly dubbed movie you've ever seen. Oh, that's what we got to do with Box Office Bill.
Oh.
Figure out what are the best movies where they have terrible dubbing.
I remember a couple off the top of my head. One was Breakfast Club. He said, eat my shorts. And they said, and even used a different voice for the dub. It goes, eat my, it's like, socks. Instead of shorts.
They dubbed out shorts?
Yes. This is before like
Simpsons. Before the Simpsons.
And then Weird Science. I'm not talking candle wax on the nipples. I'm not talking candle wax on the pimples. Yes.
Instead of
nipples.
There was the...
I'm not talking on the pimples.
Candle wax on the pimples. Candle wax.
By the way, candle wax on a pimple is super, super kinky. Yeah, baby, you like that, don't you?
Oh, is it a whitehead? Oh, yeah.
Now, see, a pimple, that's disgusting. Okay? It's just like, oh, yeah, look at it. I think it's ready to burst.
Ooh,
look at that. It's coming to a head.
Is that the wax or the stuff that comes out?
Oh, I don't know if that's the wax or the pustule. Ooh, did I say pustule? Oh, I know you're turned on.
Oh, some people are probably into that shit.
Ooh, nothing.
Oh, sorry, shiz.
No, you can still say whatever you want. We're just going to bleep it.
One of the other big ones was snakes on a plane. There was get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking plane. But
right.
Then they changed it to get these Monday to Friday snakes off this muttery flippity plane. That was what they put on. Yeah, that's what they put on FX. It was one of the ones that made
great
it up.
Googly moogly.
I'm tired of these Monday to Friday snakes on this muttery flippity plane. Yeah. Okay, that's hilarious.
Wow.
All right. So
don't be a dolphin bag.
I like that. Don't be a dolphin bat. Don't be a dolphin bat. Okay, I don't know what happened to my Samuel Jackson. It's just
lost him.
I'm lost it. I've
the
lost
weather.
It. Don't be a dolphin bat.
Wanted to help Paul Lynn.
Paul Lynn is much better at dolphin bagging than Samuel L. Jackson.
You know you're kinking me into that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What you into? I'm into dolphin bagging. That was my dolphin teabagging a person.
Hey, Guy Raunchy in the house.
Oh, that's right. Guy Raunchy in the house. That's right. That's not a speed bag. That's a dolphin bag. Talk about tea time.
First guess is a dolphin.
In the studio today is a real dolphin.
Guy Raunchy here with my dolphin friend. They're slathering him down with water right now. And judging from that erection, I think he likes it. Guy Raunchy not getting dolphin back. Found my balls. Guy Raunchy.
Oh, I guess it's not a fish. It is a mammal.
Well, what do you know? Judging from the ejaculate, I'm going to say that this guy's a mammal. Guy Raunchy here.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, God. Oh, man. This is us cleaning up the show. Huh? Oh, man. Sponsors are going to love this.
I'm going to bleep the entire thing.
Here's your message for those women.
Oh, yeah. Guy Raunchy, be.
Forget you. Oh, man. Forget you,
dolphin
Guy
bags.
Raunchy. I'm not going to dolphin bag your dolphin pack. Oh, man. This is too much fun. I could do this all day. See, that's the problem. The problem is I'm so juvenile that I could just do this for the rest of the show.
You're a very complex man.
What's that?
You're a very complex man.
No, not that's the problem. I'm not.
You
I'm
are.
Not complex.
You don't choose to be Guy Raunchy. You What's want that? To be Guy Raunchy.
Yeah.
I don't choose to be. That's right. I do want to be Guy Raunchy.
This is the real Chuck, this one, this show.
I am a very, how can you put it, juvenile and sophomoric and...
You're a dolphin bag.
Nothing but a dolphin bag. Look at this dolphin bag over here.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Guy Raunchy in the studio with Jack Meoff and a dolphin. Jack is, I can't tell you what Jack is doing to that dolphin right now.
Well, he's liking it.
Okay, here we go. What dolphin was that?
That was a baby. That's your climax.
What's that?
That was a Daryl Hannah splash dolphin.
Dude, we do not do things to baby dolphins. Okay, that's really nasty.
Crossing the line.
Okay, that's.
Oh God, he's kicked off the other first time.
I saved this one.
Hey, Guy Raunchy, about to go away for a little while. Had a baby dolphin in the studio. Along with a friend of mine, Jack Meoff, and Kevin Spacey. Can't tell you how wrong things went. All right, Guy Raunchy signing off. Finding my balls. All right, here we go. All right, guys. Hey, should we get into our show? Hey, I'm Chuck Nice, and thanks for joining us. This is Not So Nice Advice. For those of you who are interested, what we do here is we take advice columns and blogs. We read them. Then we read the answer. We tell you why they suck. And then we give you the real answer. I am joined by Seth, the producer.
Yes, you are.
And Bill, the assistant.
Sure am.
Better known as Box Office Bill. Did you see any movies over the holiday break, Bill?
I saw Star Wars and The Disaster Artist.
Okay, so I saw Star Wars as well. I don't know if we talked about this or not, but Star Wars was 30 minutes too long. Did we talk about this over the air?
Which I definitely
did. Did we talk about this on the air?
I don't recall.
Yeah. 30 minutes too long. All right, and listen, don't send any hate mail to me if you're a Star Wars fan. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Love the whole franchise.
Also, it's like,
okay, read the books, the comic books, even love the Clone Wars series. I love it, okay?
At its worst, it's still a Star Wars movie.
What are you doing? See, this is why I need headphones, because I can't hear you making your little... No, it's broken.
It's one of those where, at its worst, it's still a Star Wars movie. So it's like, it's not like... there's always going to be that satisfaction that as long as you like Star Wars, you're going to like it's going to be enjoyable. Yeah, it might be 30 minutes too long, but it's still a Star Wars movie. So yeah. There's no reason to get like aggressively angry over this.
Yeah, no. And listen, it was a fun show. It was a great ride and kind of like a dolphin bag. No, okay. See, I can't stop. No, it was really fun to watch, but it was 30 minutes too long. They could have lost 30 minutes, and that would have been the most perfect Star Wars I've ever seen.
Yeah. Also, there were just certain times that it was like that I felt like they could have used the characters they already set up more than instead of introducing newer ones, because it was kind of just like at certain times, we'd be like, hey, new action figure, come with me. What's your name, Tran? Oh, yeah, come on.
Not bad. But you got to understand, man, when you're building a franchise, that's what you have to do.
But like the other ones, like they built just as strong of a franchise with still using the characters, where it seems like with this one, all the times, like Poe would be like, what's our plan? Okay, I'm going to stay on the ship. You guys go do stuff. Cool. I'm going to stay right here. Why? Yeah. No, you should come with us. No, I'm going to stay right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But just come with. No, I'm going to stay right here.
I wish Bill was more passionate.
I do too. I was about to say, Bill is really into this. It's rare that I see Bill get animated about things. But when he does, you know what it is? I think you repress a lot of your animation, your animated ways. I think you tamp down. And so when you get excited about something, you really get excited. Listen,
if you don't want any disappointment, you just wait for the Lego version. The Lego version never disappoints.
I got to admit. Or the, what's the one, the Adult Swim? What's Adult Swim? What's the show?
Oh, Robot Chicken?
Robot Chicken does an awesome job.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, I believe that we have geeked out enough. I felt my wife calling a divorce lawyer. That's how geeky we just got.
She's leaving you for Guy Raunchy.
Guy Raunchy here, nailing Chuck Nice's wife. What a rack on that one, gotta tell you. Doesn't like the dolphin bag. Anyway. Okay, here we go. Let's get into our show, shall we? Because we have one. All right.
We do.
We have a show.
Time's up, bro.
Time is up.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome back to Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
Let's get to our first letter. Dear fellas, I have a problem I don't think you've ever addressed. Both of my testicles have been removed. I'm not lying. This is the letter. I know sometimes I make
it's up. It's Guy Raunchy. Yeah. No balls.
Talk about a dolphin bag, an empty dolphin bag. That's what I. Hey, come here. Find my balls. They're gone.
too soon, man. Not there anymore.
Too soon, man.
Screw.
Anyway, fortunately, they were not cancerous. It doesn't bother my wife, which is a blessing. Maybe I should be reading it in this voice. Most support groups.
That's messed up. You are Guy Raunchy.
Most support groups are for cancer survivors. And I'm wondering if you know any groups for men like me. Some days I still can't cope with it because this is part of being a man. Any suggestions? Signed, Lance Armstrong. No.
Ouch.
This is what the person wrote back. There are several reasons why a man might have this done. He just got married and realizes it's going to happen anyway. Okay, this is me, guys. This is me. I'm sorry. the person writes back, if your wife is okay with it, then and you are healthy, then there really isn't a problem here. And I think that that's very insensitive because there is a problem here.
If there wasn't a problem, he wouldn't make the goddamn letter.
Exactly.
Yeah, he opened it with, like, thank God they're not cancerous. That was the reason why he removed them. It wasn't just like, what?
Well, there are several reasons you
couldn't put them back in.
Once
they're out, they can't go back in?
No, because a lot of times, not a lot of times. So cancer, of course, is one. That's the lambs aren't strong. Mm-hmm. You get, and normally it's cancer for some reason only in one ball. If it spreads, then they got to take both of them.
They're not equal, right? One ball does a lot more work than the other one, right?
Probably.
They don't work in concert.
One ball is always bigger than the other one. I know that much. Go ahead, guys. Check. Feel free to check. You're gonna find that one's bigger than the other. Okay.
I can't reach right
now. All right. Yeah. So anyway, cancer is one thing, but you can actually have trauma to that area.
Oh, yeah.
and that can cause you, like, you ever hear of a guy rupturing or bursting?
Ooh.
Yeah, that happens. Ooh. Like the scene from 007. Which 007 was that where they took out the bottom of the wicker chair and they sat him in it? And did he? Oh, God, it was. I'm sorry. I'm doing a show here. I need to. I'm worse than you, Bill.
It's a reality.
So
it made $71 million domestic.
Excuse me. Which one is that?
Casino Royale.
It was Casino Royale. What did it make, Bill?
It was $590 million.
Was that Casino? Jesus Christ. What's wrong with this kid? He actually, first of all, and I believe it is Casino Royale, it's their reboot with Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he puts him in the wicker chair, he takes a sock and he puts like a cue ball in the sock, and then he just wails on his nuts. And I gotta tell you, until something like that, you would probably have to have your balls removed.
Because we know as men, like, we just graze it and it hurts. Like, oh,
are you kidding me?
A little flicker of the finger.
Like, I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
I'm thinking about it, and it's hurting. I'm just thinking about it right now, and I feel like the doctors are going to have to take my balls, okay?
Some people are into that.
Right. My balls, please. Anyway, he had both of his testicles removed. So now there are things that happen. One, the production of testosterone.
Mm.
Your balls are where you make testosterone, which means your libido goes down and you may actually have an increase. Your estrogen production may feel like it's increased because you're not making testosterone, which
will I get boobs?
So you would have to go through male hormone replacement therapy. So I don't know what this person is talking about. There's not a problem. There can be many, many problems with this.
And I think you can, just for aesthetics, you can get artificial balls put in too, right?
Artificial testicles,
keep
yes.
Keep it clean.
I believe you can get them and you just borrow your dog's nudicles.
What?
You never heard of nudicles, dude?
No.
Okay, so when you have your dog fixed, a lot of times...
People keep them?
Well, no. Put in a prosthetic so that the dog can feel that little sack moving
people
around.
People do that?
Yeah. They're called nudicles.
So wait, these people have so much money that they get fake balls for their dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of like helping out, you know,
how about this?
Fortunate.
How about if you really care about the dog, don't cut his balls off, okay?
Yeah, let him reproduce.
Yeah.
And have some puppies.
Yeah, what you should do is forget it. Forget the puppies. When he goes in the heat, you know, get in there and give him a helping hand.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What are you talking about? You love the dog so much.
I mean, what the hell are you doing? I'm milking the dog. They make dog milk.
He said his wife is okay with it. I think the only person that's not okay with it is him. Now, me personally, I don't have any balls. So, you know, you can cut them off and there will be very little difference for me. I don't know what to tell this dude, except if you can have sex, be grateful for that. Be grateful that your wife still, like, be grateful. That's my real advice to this guy. Be grateful. Don't body shame yourself. Yeah. All right? And finally, men know exactly what women go through. Because a lot of women go through, like, a double mastectomy.
Ooh.
I wouldn't know, even though I do have breasts.
You sure do.
Yeah, you ain't lying, man. I got to really start hitting the gym, right?
2018, let's get in there.
Yeah, these things are really out of control right now.
A little bit.
Except I do spend a lot of time fondling them. Mm-hmm. Very much like. Okay.
Suppress it.
The one thing that you can be that's very, very good about this is two things. One, your penis looks bigger, right? Because you ain't got nothing to compare them to. Right? And two, balls are ugly. Seriously. Is there anybody who thinks balls are attractive? I mean, who? Take two dried prunes and put them in a sandwich bag. All right? Is that pretty? I don't think so. So balls are ugly. You know? I'm sure Chris wishes he didn't have any balls.
All right, so look.
Chuck.
That's where I rest.
Why are you trying to cut off my feet? I'm Chris Tucker Dick.
If he's got problems, there's solutions. I think that's the short answer.
Yeah, the short answer is that. You know. So, anyway, I can see that this conversation has made us all uncomfortable. I thought we could talk about it, but I guess I was wrong. Whew. Wow, that was rough. Okay. All right, let's move on to another
one. I'm going to go. I'm leaving. I'm not ready for this today. I can't. Never get so low that you don't know which way to go. Come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing. Got the world on a string because I've got the cure for all of my blues.
I take a look at my enormous penis and my troubles start a melting away.
Okay, here we go. Dear fellas, my best friend of 7 years got belligerently drunk and attacked me last night because I wouldn't give her her car keys to drive home. I was trying to get her into my car so I can take her home. She pulled out clunks of my hair, left my body with scratches, wow, and bashed my head onto the cement.
What?
I kicked her out of my apartment, and she slept in the hallway, and and in the morning, I was emotionally traumatized and in pain. Luckily, I had no concussion, but there was some severe bruising. Damn, I don't think this had anything to do with the car keys. I think she got drunk and beat the hell out of you because she can't stand you.
I will beat your ass like a Cherokee drum.
So anyway, the next morning, she texted me. Hey, I know you hate me, but did I drive my car? Because I can't find it. I ignored the text, and I'm so, so sad that she hasn't acknowledged what happened to me. I know she's been informed of what happened because I called one of our best friends that was out to explain what happened. I told them to explain what happened, and they did. I don't think there's any coming back from this. How could there be? I don't know how I can move on to any other thing. I'm heartbroken. Ugh. Okay.
You're a weak person.
You know, I got to tell you, this is the difference between, I don't know if any of you guys have a friend that you've had a physical fight with as a guy, yeah, and then you guys are still friends. You know, that ever happened, Bill? Or did you beat his ass with your karate?
Quarter blood technique.
Did you stomp on his face like Vincent Fury? Yeah. That's my favorite Bruce Lee scene where he kills the guy. I think it's Enter the Dragon where he kills the guy.
Yeah, there's like the 5 minute close up, just him going down. Like,
never die, you choose.
But then it just ends with like the. Yeah, like he like twists himself. He does it like 3 times in the movies. One of them's Jackie Chan is like one of the fun. Like that was Jackie Chan in 1973.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh cool. But anyway, you ever beat up a friend and still be friends?
I've never had to beat them up, but we've gotten into like physical, like holding back, pushing, like standing in front of cars kind of thing.
Seth,
yes.
Friend, beat him up?
Yeah.
You beat, or who won?
I did.
You won.
And it was surprising to everyone there because I was the last guy who wanted to fight. I wasn't into fighting. My friends all liked to fight.
Right.
Didn't mean I didn't know how to fight.
Right.
So we're playing a game, this stupid game, and he came up and he punched me twice in the head. He didn't hit me in a good spot, though. I ducked down, boom, I busted his whole eye open.
Oh.
And I took him down. He had good stitches, and in wrestling, I was a wrestler in the group. I just had him down. He's still trying to hit me, so I just squeezed his face with my hand. We're still friends to this day.
And you're
He's dead.
No, here's the deal.
He's dead. And I killed him. I wear his tooth around my neck.
Got a predator on him.
He's got a skull in the trophy room. That's great. Yeah. I think you're friends with him. I don't think he's friends with you. That's a pretty bad fight. No. Were you drunk? Were you drinking?
No.
Okay, that's weird.
I've known him since first grade. He's come over 20 years old and punched me in the face.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay.
No, it was a short fight.
Yeah. Listen, I think that's the difference between.
My other friends were fighting over one wanted to stop, and I was like, no, let him fight.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. As advice goes, here's the deal.
You should have kicked her ass.
No, what you should have done was let her drive.
Fuck her.
That's called a problem taking care of itself. Oh, really, bitch? Really, bitch?
Yeah,
okay,
bye.
Here you go. Here's the keys. All right. 911, hello. It's a blue Toyota Corolla. License plate. I'm a bitch. And behind the wheel is the bitch.
Bye, like, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. So, yeah, that's what you do. I mean, seriously.
But can you imagine someone hitting you like that? Like, I'm not letting anybody hit me like that.
Yeah. No,
you're going to get hit.
You're not going to hit me like that. And
she banged her head on the concrete?
Oh, no, that's...
Ripping hair out is harder than you, like...
It's much harder than you think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and what she didn't say is that they're both wearing short afros, so...
But she took extensions right off my head.
Also, the drunk girl's reaction, if she woke up in the hallway and her only response was like, oh, you must hate me. I'm kind of like, this is a norm. Another hallway, crap, what happened? Well, I must have done something bad.
No, number one, this girl's a blackout drunk, and number two...
It's not her first hallway.
That's what I'm saying. Number two... She meant to do this. This ain't had nothing to do with driving a car. This is just like, you know what? I don't like you, bitch. And
yeah, don't know if it's just blackout. I don't know if that is representation of well, how she feels.
No, sometimes the other thing is people get blackout drunk and they do things they would never do in life.
You have your wrong time.
Right.
Like, you convince yourself that, like, you're in danger or, like, you're living in a whole different world. That's all I can say. Or what I have been told.
I bit my daughter's hand last night.
While you were blackout drunk?
No, I was sleeping. And I was having a dream and someone was messing with my face and I bit her hand.
Why was your daughter in the bed with you?
My 2-year-old sleeps in the bed.
Okay, you know what? Now we got a
Guy Raunchy!
Yeah. Oh, God. Too soon.
Suppress it.
Too soon.
The Guy Raunchy Hulk.
Exactly. Guy Raunchy just went to prison for that. Okay, too soon, dude.
I actually bit her fingers.
Ah, oh, man.
Didn't hurt her, though.
No, yeah. All I can tell you is this. Okay. I want to finish this whole letter, but now I got to talk about why you in the because that's a
no.
whole nother
no
we got to talk
no.
about that
no
I did the same thing I'm gonna admit
punched.
I did the
I got
same
kid coming
no I never
again.
Bit my daughter but we made the mistake of having the kids sleep in the bed with
us. I don't
us.
Believe it's a mistake, Chuck.
All right, you know what, here's the thing, it's time to move on.
Fine, thank you
to this conversation.
Bring it, bitch.
You're
don't scare
your
me.
Pants.
That's right. I'm lifting her up. I'm old
like,
man now.
You're going like Nat Foley.
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. That kid's not getting out of your bed until she's 5 years old.
Mm. I got my son out at 3.
Oh, okay. Mm. What did you do? Just listen to the screams
push.
At night?
No, he's screaming.
While he was sleeping. I kept biting his fingers while he was sleeping.
He still comes in sometimes.
He got up, one day he just got up and looked. Hey, man, you don't want me to sleep in the bed? Just tell me you don't want me to sleep in the bed. Why you got to keep biting me?
I can't sleep in the bed. Just bite
I think it's a terrible policy.
Okay.
Okay. And you're like, I don't care, Chuck. I'm not going to have this conversation.
I'm not going to agree with you. You're not going to convince me.
What's the benefit of having the kids sleep in the bed?
What's the benefit of taking an infant or a child and just sticking them in a room and let them cry it out when they don't know what the hell's going on?
You don't let them cry it out. What
That's
you
the big
do
thing.
Is you comfort them sufficiently before, but you want to make that that their surroundings really, really familiar so that they go to sleep on their own, in their own bed.
Will you come over and help?
All right, let's move on. Wow, you know how to shut down a conversation, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
You're like,
screw you, white boy.
Yeah, you're like, all right, Dr. Spock, bring your ass on over to the house and help out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I got my own kids.
But now what about the sex thing? Well, then again, I guess you just...
What sex?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you're like, fuck sex. I don't need that. Yeah.
No, we're good. Well, we got it all. We got a system, man. We're good. Thanks for your concern, though. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Okay.
All right, love you guys. All right.
Next letter.
Yes.
You guys are my best friends. I don't need to get it.
Yeah, screw you guys.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
You guys are my best friends. To
thick
and thin, we've always been together.
All right, let's move on.
Hey,
do we have time for another one? We do not have time for another one. All right, on that note, we're going to end our show, and we're going to go bite a kid.
That's what we're gonna do. It was an
accident. Oh, man. So, and you're having night terrors.
Cobras!
Do you know why? Because you're sleeping with a kid.
Man, it's possible. My other son does climb in the bed in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Foot in my face, yes.
Yeah, no, kids will always come and ask, can they sleep in the bed with you? I don't care. My son's 12, and he's like, hey, Dad, do you mind if we do a sleepover tonight? Can I sleep in the bed? I'm like, no. He's like, why? I'm like, because you a grown man.
We don't have any room for your girlfriend.
Exactly. What you talking about, man? Get out of here.
Yeah, we're trying to sleep in
the bed. Nice. Oh, man.
Your little girl still sleeps in the bed sometimes, huh?
No, she's never wanted to.
Oh, look at that. Oh, she's right. She's independent.
She's more than independent. Let me tell you what's weird about that. I've been like, you want to sleep with mommy and daddy? And she's like, no, I have my own bed.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive.
She's an old soul.
She's Louise from Bob's Burgers.
She basically, but you know, that's what happens when you have two older siblings that are that much older than you are because
you want to do what they do.
You want to do what they do. So you see that this is how they are. And you're like, no, I don't want to sleep with you guys. No, I'm good. You know, and she actually said those words. No, I have my own bed.
There's another issue too. There's just the boobs are still involved.
Oh no!
Yeah, we gotta cut that short because we got another one coming.
Yeah, dude.
She's gonna eat that baby.
Oh, dude, that's not cool, man.
I know.
But Yeah. Yeah, you got like,
you're
no.
screwed.
Oh, dude, you are so screwed.
It's so screwed, dude.
Dude, what's up? You're, dude, Bruh. You're so screwed. Dude,
you're the opposite of stoked.
Oh, my God, dude.
You could just hit the waves and just never come back.
You are not nailed. You're screwed. All right, anyway, let's end this show because I am sufficiently depressed, but at the for you.
Thanks.
And happy for me. Because these days are over.
I'm going to go home and high five my kids.
Hey, listen.
Oh, your wife just texted me. She's pregnant.
Nah, I will kill you and her. Anyway, man, I feel for you. Wow, dude, you got one in the bed and one on the way. Mm. Woo. Let me tell you something. That would sound like a very good thing if your name was Guy Raunchy. That's right. That goes full circle just like my balls. Finding my balls, finding my balls, finding my balls, Guy Raunchy. Okay. Guys, we God. Anyway, hey, listen, rate us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars and also give us very good comments. Retweet this show when we tweet it.
We tweet when we tweet,
and you tweet when we tweet.
Comments
and
help a lot. Actually.
Comments do help the best. Yes. Like when you, which is why I'm just going to go to the Russian government and get them to make the comments for us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Putin. I hear they're very good at that. In addition to that, make sure that you find us wherever you find your podcast. Okay, at Seth the Twit on Twitter.
That's true.
At Flavor Department on Twitter is Bill the Assistant. Until next time, this is Chuck Nice Comics saying. Finding my butt. No, I'm joking. You got a problem. You got the answer, whether it works or not. You get a habit.